Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 12. Restoration, Hannah's Prayer, from 1 Samuel 1, 4 through 20. The big idea. God answered Hannah's prayer. We should pray for our needs and for others, as Jesus taught. The prayer of a godly person is powerful. The memory verse is from James 5, 16b. The prayer of a godly person is powerful. James 5, 16b. Today's scripture passage introduces one of the most outstanding heroes of faith in the Hebrew scriptures, Samuel, whose name means, I asked the Lord for him. Indeed, Samuel is a direct answer to his mother's earnest prayer. After God answers her prayer, Hannah offers a prayer of thanksgiving to God, which we read in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 through 10, which is often compared to Mary's Magnificat, which we read in Luke 1, verses 46 through 56. Like his mother, Samuel is a person of deep and earnest prayer. Some believe this habit of prayer started early in his life, since God talked with Samuel from childhood into young adulthood, and then for the rest of his life. Accordingly, Samuel occupies a unique place in Old Testament history as a prophet, priest, and judge, and as an anointer of the nation's first two kings, Saul and David. How does this passage relate to Jesus? Samuel serves as a prototype of Jesus Christ, the ultimate and eternal prophet, priest, and judge. Like Samuel, Jesus was and still is a man of prayer. In the Gospels, Jesus talks about praying 32 times and is recorded taking time to pray 20 times, sometimes early in the morning, sometimes all night. At length, as our eternal high priest, three times with deep intensity in the Garden of Gethsemane, and three more times on the cross of Calvary. Since his resurrection and ascension back to heaven, Jesus continues to intercede for us. See Romans 8:34, Hebrews 7:25, and Hebrews 9:24. To Jesus, prayer is that important. How does this relate to the church and the world? It's not surprising that James, the half-brother of Jesus, became a man of earnest prayer. It's said that James had camel's knees from kneeling in prayer so frequently. Today's memory verse appears in the middle of James's passionate discourse on prayer. We want children to develop the confidence that God delights to hear and answer their prayers. It's important to teach them that when they are adopted into God's family, their Heavenly Father does not always say yes to their requests, but He always does what is best. The prayers of children can be powerful. The more we can inspire children to pray, the better. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.